Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. 2 days away from the NFC title game, man. Just the closer it gets, the more outlandish it all seems, you know, thinking back to August or July or May and seeing how much this team has grown and accomplished, frankly. And yesterday, Dan Quinn said something that really stuck with me. He's like, yeah, you know, we've gotten a lot tougher, we've gotten a lot smarter, and we're a better team now than they were at a lot of various points. But I think they're better now than they were a month ago. They're better now than they were maybe 2 weeks ago, B. Detroit game just gives you such a level of confidence and really kind of changes what this team believes it can be, I would say.
Yeah, it's built every week, and I think the ultimate thing comes down to every week that you play, you win games. You win games in the ways that they've been winning them. You begin to believe more in yourself, believe more in your teammate. You depend on them more. You count on them more. All that stuff adds up every week. And, you know, if you look at this season and you look at how they started off, I just look at the relationship of Bobby Wagner and Jaden. When they were first, you would see them pass and talk, but then all of a sudden now it's become like the big brother, little brother,
sure,
laughing, joking, egging each other on. You know, those type of things let you know when teams begin to formalize. You know, I think we all look at the fact of X's and O's and things of that nature, but when you sit there and you're with people a lot, you begin to not want to let people down. You're just like your family. You know what I'm saying? And when I got here, I look at the situations of how guys kick it together. This team is very much like that. You know, there were years, you know, we were around, and I would say, dog, when these dudes in practice, boy, it's separate ways, and they were getting away from each other. But nah, it's not like that anymore. And I saw a thing he said, it's fun going to work.
Totally.
You know, and when you start getting back to what this whole game is about, yes, it's big money. It's professional. It's in the NFL. But it's ultimately a game, a kid's game, you know, that you're playing now. You get paid handsomely for it.
And that's what
get back to the fun of it, man, it becomes so much easier.
Well, and Jaden, I think, granted he's a young fella, and maybe over time you become more jaded or cynical or something, but he openly talks about it. He's like, man, when I'm on the football field, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
He said it the other day that he feels like that's his safe haven. Like he gets away from everything.
That's something I think stays with him because that's what he's done. You know,
it might just be who he is.
Yeah,
like at this point, I think it's who he is.
As crazy as I can be, in year 14, I was on the field having fun. You know, I remember the Corey Simon, I told you, he said, oh, man, why are you always joking on the field? Because it's a damn game. Well, man, you know, it's a professional game, though. It's a business. I say, I took care of that this offseason, fool. I ain't worried about nothing. You worried because your big ass out of shape. You know, it's just the thing of it. It's like how you approach this thing. Do you put yourself in position? That is why when I talk about training camp, like I always wanted to know where I was. Because if you are ahead of where you're supposed to be at the beginning of the season, you never fall behind.
Totally.
Because when you're playing the games and all that type of stuff, and they still work out, and you have to put it in. And many people would think that the workouts dropped off when the season started. No, no, no. I was still putting weights on it, and other people putting weights on. Like, hell, Marcus Patton, man, you see that dude working out during the season. You're like, dog, what is wrong with you? You know, but that's when you love this thing and it's still fun to you. Like I say, I never worked a day in my life till I got to the Giants.
You hated that year.
Oh Lord, mercy.
I mean, Ray Lewis has a famous line. He's like, "You pay me Monday through Saturday, but Sunday's free."
Yeah. Think about that. Like
Marcus Patton, 6'2", 236.
Yeah,
jacked.
And would put 430 on the bar and rep it about 8 times after doing another 70 reps at lower weights, and then say, "Let's work out."
That's
I'm
crazy.
Like, "Ooh, I'm done. I'm out." But it's just like this thing is fun, man, and like we can allow all the seriousness of it and the stress to build up on you. Then you're playing like a robot. When you are the relaxed people, like you watch Jaden Gill that told me about this before. He said, man, when you watch that dude, good play or bad play, he always smiling.
Right.
He say, beginning of the game, end of the game. And watching him this year, every time I can see a quarterback stepping in the huddle and somebody's worried, and the way he steps in the huddle, they probably, oh, we got this. Because
totally.
He takes away. If your quarterback is stressed, your whole damn team is going to be stressed.
Totally.
You know, so.
Yo, look at this video. So, I think McDonough just posted this. This is Mollett at the pep rally this
morning. Oh, yeah, I saw that. They started that earlier this morning.
Bro, this is at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Mollett Green at the big Commanders pep rally this morning in Alexandria in Old Town. Look how packed that is at 6 in the morning, dude.
Hey, bro. I just saw one with Rev T and Fred Davis. They already there, dog.
Dude, look.
They are bent.
the in studio going left hand up. They got DJ O'Goody there doing Who Are We?
Man.
I mean, dude, so I took the girls to school this morning, and it's funny. Today is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
And you'll laugh at this, B. So I remember.
Zippy going to do something extra. I told him. He had to spend extra money.
We're going for dinner tonight.
Yeah, she want more than dinner, dog.
Well, pardon me. It's funny, man. I don't know however long ago, but this is how old I am. On MySpace, I remember the first time I saw a picture of the woman that's now my wife. Her MySpace profile, she was wearing a Sean Taylor jersey. And she was a smoke show blonde in a Sean Taylor jersey. I was like, I need to meet this woman and marry her. And then eventually I did, right? Guess who wears that Sean Taylor jersey now?
Shelby.
Yeah. So
and won't take it off?
No. And so, but today at school, my girls wear a uniform.
So, Jay, you know some guy going to see that later on and say, smoke show blonde, oh, I got to marry.
I can't handle that, B. I can't handle that right now. today, my girls wear a uniform to school, but today was Spirit Day or whatever they call it. And they got to wear Skins jersey. They got to wear whatever sports team they wanted. And so Shelby has Sean Taylor jersey, and then she has this Commander's jacket that she got for Christmas that she hasn't let us wash since Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But then Ainsley didn't have anything. And Ainsley, and so they start fighting over who gets to wear this jersey.
So the fire plug right there.
Dude. So I had to go deep into the archives to find something. And all the stuff I have is, I mean, she's 6 years old. So the stuff I have is just gigantic. And I found this old Skins, like, practice jersey joint that I gave her. It's down to her knees, but she was thrilled.
She got on that burgundy and gold.
Yeah,
she's
man, there's a lot of burgundy and gold. And then My wife's family was all sending photos this morning.
The thread said, damn, JB met his wife on MySpace?
It's not where we met. That's just where I saw a picture of her. So this is my niece right here at her little school. Look how many damn Eagles fans in this little school.
Uh-huh.
But look at I couldn't help but notice this little girl in the back in this Cooley jersey is down to her sneakers. Look at the size of that thing.
Man, I did a speaking thing with Mark Iron yesterday, one of the owners.
How'd that go?
And, hell, half of his company were Eagle fans.
Are they based up there or just that's how it is?
I mean, they're all over the place, but, you know, we talk a little trash to them. We had fun with it. It went great, though. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. Mark's a good dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot going on today. PFT Commenter is going to join us at 11. Jeff has a new hype song.
Uh-oh.
We're going to play that at 11:45. High Noon, Anthony Gargano from Philly giving us the latest Jalen Hurts injury, Maryland Governor Wes Moore at 12:30, and then the plan is after we talk to the governor, we're going phones the whole last hour of the show. We want to hear from you guys. I couldn't help though, Brian. I got a kick out of this. Driving out here this morning, I'm not the best at time management. I think we're all
aware of that. That's why I just came in and set everything up before you walked in.
Yo, I got crop back at my house. My heater cut off again last night.
Damn.
So at first it was like this, what do you call it? Like this drainage thing. Now it's draining, but it just turned off. So shout out to my man.
Thanks for one question. When the last time you changed your filters?
Dog, he was just there Monday.
He changed them?
He changed everything. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're checking it all out. I appreciate Crop Mecca for getting out there. So I was kind of in scramble mode this morning, but, I check my phone here and there, and this one tweet kept repopulating on my feed, and that's how the algorithm works, but, like, a lot of interaction on this one singular post to X, right? I don't know if we call them tweets anymore or what. And this thing kept popping up, and I was like, God, how stupid is this? And it's from @DailyBroncos. And it says, people seem to forget.
Hold
on. That's the even better part. So the post is incredibly stupid. And Daily Broncos, I hope you're listening. Let me be clear. This post is incredibly stupid. They're making a comparison between Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels in the regular season. The stats are completely misleading. It doesn't show. I don't even know.
What is REC?
That's what I was wondering. Catches? Receiving?
Well, let's just say this. How many times did Bo Nix win Rookie of the Week? One?
Yeah, I think one.
How many did Jaden win?
12.
11, 12?
11, yeah.
Okay, case closed.
Who my case would be closed. Those like flow charts? Is Bo Nix still playing? No.
I wanted to ask that, but I just said something else, you know.
So I get this tweet keeps popping up, and I just think it's so stupid. And in my head, I can hear B. Mitch like, dog, don't let them bother you. That's the internet. You don't even know these people. You don't need to respond. Don't even think about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not even replying to this stupid stuff.
I did.
And then I scrolled down, and the first reply with over 100 likes is Brian Mitchell. That's some funny stuff right there. And I'm just like,
I wrote some other words. I always told you I write my tweet and then I think about it. Because I had a few more choice words in there.
I am sure you did.
Yeah. So I decided I wouldn't send those.
I am sure you did. Jaden Daniels is having the greatest rookie season by a quarterback ever. There is hell. I mean, if you believe just that there's two teams on the field, there's a 50% chance that Jaden's going to be the first rookie quarterback to start a Super Bowl game. Like, there's at least a coin flip of that happening, and it's pretty darn incredible. And so I don't want to take anything away from Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is a good player. Hell, I think Drake May, Caleb Williams, I think J.J. McCarthy's going to be good. I hope in 10 years we look back at this as some historic quarterback class. Like people talk about, what was the, is it 83 was the legendary one? Like Jim Kelly and Elway and all that?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Jaden's the best of all of them. So, like, I don't really understand how we're
Listen, man, if those people are still trying to campaign, that means they know they're not winning. That's all that means.
Sure. But whatever. It's a fan Twitter page. I'm not going to I'm going to choose not to engage.
I laughed at him. I thought it was hot. It was very funny. I was getting the same thing. It popped up, and I'm like, damn, what is this? And I didn't look at it. Then the second time, I said, I'm going to look at it. And I just said, okay, this is some – I said a lot of words before I decided to send the right thing.
I love it.
Say that.
Yo, today is also the Pandas are back in town. Or the Pandas have been back in town. But today it's open.
They're going to let them out today. And then they also had a big deal where – it was about 13 new pandas over, where were they, from Japan, I think it is. They were bringing those out.
I think the pandas are from China.
Well, China, wherever it was.
Yeah.
So they had they had some event yesterday with 13 of them. And they were just holding on to them. And people say the pandas look so nice and cute, but they could be rather dangerous.
Yeah, I've read that too. Yeah. I mean, they're bears.
Yeah.
They got claws and...
You know, you get the panda all black and white, cute. You get the polar bear all white. Polar bear will destroy you.
I don't think anybody thinks polar bears are nice.
But they look cute because they got the little white color.
I can't imagine.
I don't think any wild animal is cute. If they call wild animals for a damn reason.
You don't think any animal, like.
Name one that you think is so cute.
Well, like that I'm trying to cuddle or just
a koala?
That I enjoy it. Koala, sure.
Yeah, he might do something to you, too. He bites you and he destroy you. I don't like none of them. They're wild damn animals. The regular tame ones, like I grew up on a farm. We had a turkey that will attack your ass, okay? Probably because I was feeding it gunpowder, you know? I did some treacherous thing when I was a young kid.
Why?
Because they used to, you know, back in the day, and people understand I'm 56, I grew up. But you know, people meet the dogs. When we make a dog mean, you put the gunpowder in the food. So I think
people don't know that.
People do.
That is not like a thing people
believe
know.
Me. They know. Believe me. I guarantee you. There's a guy in Southern Maryland in Virginia. They don't know.
Let's do a quick pop quiz. Landfill, do you know if you want to make a dog mean, you feed it gunpowder?
No.
Landfill 32.
I got $1,000. White Brian does not know this.
He might not have a clue.
White Brian, do you know that to make a dog mean, you feed it gunpowder?
Yes.
No.
Hey. Jeff's your only hope. And I don't even know if Jeff's there. Jeff, have you ever heard of this? to get a dog mean, you feed it gunpowder.
Not gunpowder, but I heard something else before.
I understand, what do they say, hungry dogs run fastest or whatever. Like, I could see not feeding it, but feeding it gunpowder seems particularly interesting.
This is in the back in the day, the dog fighting world.
I mean, we're talking 70s rural Louisiana.
We had a red turkey. The turkey had red feathers, and that turkey would run full speed at you and throw the little spiky things on you. They'll try to get you.
I believe you.
And my dad said, why is this damn turkey? I said, man, I don't know.
So was it like a pet turkey? Like, did it just live there?
No, Scotty G, I ain't been hanging with Mike. This is way back in the day, fool. Don't try to make no jokes.
Again, did the turkey live there? Like, I don't even. Why does one keep a turkey? Do they lay eggs?
Huh?
I'm asking questions. I don't know the answers here.
The same reason you won't shoot a wild turkey. What you get from it? Food.
Right, so you'd raise them up to eat them?
Yeah, we had turkeys, we had chickens, we had ducks, we had rabbits, we had pigs, cows, horses. We didn't eat no horse. We had about 30 damn dogs. We hunt all the time. We
How
had
do you
a
get
garden.
Gun, like, you pour the gunpowder out
you,
of the
take
shotgun cartridge or something?
Take a firecracker and just mix it up a little bit.
There you have it. If you ever try to get a turkey mean, feed it gunpowder.
These are the things you learn. I haven't done anything outside like that since I left Louisiana, believe me.
Brian? There's a couple at the top of the list that I think are pretty damn obvious. Rhymes with Daquan would be at the top of the list. I want to talk about what Eagles players have you the most concerned for this matchup on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to say Saquon. He's obviously a great player, but Philly is loaded. And we should go through their roster and figure out how Washington counteracts a lot of this stuff. This is such an exciting weekend. It's Dude, I mean, the fact that there's a pep rally at a bar in Alexandria at 6 a.m., that place must have been packed by 5.
Well, Oh, yeah.
I mean, Millette is vibing.
Millette's the only one I've ever seen. When she wake up in the morning, she's already ready to go. But I got one thing to say. You quote every rap lyric out there.
Okay.
Have you never heard Biggie say that rap song talking about feeding the dog gunpowder?
I don't. Maybe, now that you say that. Hey, man, I learned
something. You've been rapping it for, like, the last 20 years. You didn't remember. You didn't recognize it.
That's true.
I think it said something about gunpowder so they could devour.
Now that you say that, I'm thinking about it. I had never really processed that one. I'm going to be honest with you. Learn something new. I think the key to life is to approach every day with an open mind, willingness to learn. And I learned something today. Yeah, hopefully all the listeners did too. All the people on the YouTube
never
stream.
Say you so sheltered.
Listen, man. Perhaps. I don't know that counts as being sheltered. But perhaps. I did not grow up on a farm. I grew up in Tacoma Park.
That's basically going to be a farm, too.
They're farming different stuff. Yeah. There is a lot going on this weekend. How about my Turtles last night? Big win in Champaign. But all of the action this weekend is heating up. NFL playoffs, championship weekend, the conference championships. We know who's going to be in the Super Bowl by Sunday night. And if you're looking to get in on the action, it is heating up at the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Say you want to zag when the world zigs, take under Saquon Barkley rushing yards. Go under on that. Go over on Jaden Daniels rush yards. Or you can look at the other game, Bills, Chiefs. Maybe Pacheco goes nuts in this thing. Maybe Josh Allen has to get it done with his legs in this thing. There are a million props out there. All of the totals, passing yards, rushing yards, anytime touchdowns. You can get in on the over-under or just bet the spread. Commanders plus 6 seems obvious to me. And all new ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, you can unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app today and sign up with promo code RADIO to get started. Make sure you got to be in Maryland or Virginia to get this thing done. You got to be 21 plus. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Get it going. Right.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now. So I don't know how I possibly missed this. Anna Spiegel from Axios that we've had on a bunch. She's kind of like a DC lifestyle reporter. Does a great job. She had this really interesting article earlier about all these new restaurants that are coming down because of Trump's win and like just the cash that's floating around all of a sudden. Fascinating stuff. Anna sent me a DM yesterday that I missed. She loves the – so the station, if anybody's looking, these shirts are hysterical. The 106.7 The Fan.
Elks is
yeah, Fly Elks is Fly. E-L-G-S-E-S. Shout out to Mayor Parker. And she wanted to put those in Axios. I missed this DM. So, Anna, if you happen to be listening, you have permission to use the photo. I will speak on behalf of the Cluster Buster. You definitely have permission. Rev T has been reaching out. Rev T wants to talk to the people.
Since early.
Rev, phones are going to open after Governor Moore talks. You will have your slot, Reverend. I guarantee.
Drink some coffee and water before you come on. Till you come on.
Official. The Raiders hired Pete Carroll.
But 45 seconds ago
from Schefter.
We've heard time and time again that head coaches now are CEOs. And one thing we know about Pete Carroll has a lot of energy. The man knows how to motivate. He gets guys to play for each other. He needs to get him some younger offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, and get a staff. And Pete can lead that. I can see that happening. Pete is an older gentleman with the same energy like a Dan Quinn.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
So I believe, and hell, Dan was on his staff. Think about that.
Right.
So Dan picked up a lot of his stuff from Pete. So
totally.
I see that as, that's not a bad move right there.
I also, in a way.
You want to worry about younger coaches in damn Vegas anyway.
That's true. In a way, it makes me happy, too, that the notion that you can only hire young, new offensive guys has kind of been pushed away, and people recognize that there's a lot of different ways to build it.
How old was Nick Saban when he was coaching? He was in his 70s already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Nick was still handling the young people. So if the guy can still coach and he has the energy to go do it, do it.
In his career, Pete Carroll won 58% of his games. In the Seattle years, for 14 years, he won 60% of his games. Has a Super Bowl ring, has a NCAA championship. Would have 2 Super Bowl rings if
that offer
was it. Bevel?
If that offense coordinator wasn't stupid.
Yeah, I think you got
to
give that ball to Marshawn.
Get that thing to beast mode, baby.
Yeah. We woke up in beast mode. That was Daryl Bevel that was calling plays back then. And Dan Quinn was.
Where is Daryl Bevel?
Where is Daryl
Bevel? Is he coaching?
I'm pulling it up. He's a Badger. He's Bucky like Kerwin. Daryl Bevel appears to be out of the league. Maybe he's on a staff somewhere. He got a head coaching job after the Seattle days.
In the league?
He was head coach of Detroit for a minute.
How long?
That might have been an interim gig. It looks like, was he the head coach in Jacksonville for a minute? He got the interim gig after they fired Urban Meyer. So that things were clearly going well there. It doesn't seem like things have gone that great for Daryl Bevel since the since that Seattle days. Let's get back to the focus at hand, right? What are you most concerned about wearing green this weekend?
Saquon.
That simple?
That's it. Simple.
To me, it's not just Saquon. Like, I think it's Saquon combined with that offensive line. They're really good. Cam Jurgens missed a practice. Everybody says he's fine. He's good to go. I almost wonder, though, Brian, like, we expect Saquon. I mean, White Brian, look up his rushing prop. I think it's like 135 or something. I think the over-under for his rushing numbers are bananas. But for me, it's like you almost expect Saquon to have a relatively dominant performance. Mm-hmm. And it's almost more important that they slow Hurts down and just keep this passing game ineffective. I might, though, be most concerned about Jalen Carter, about what interior pressure could do to the Commanders' offense. Because I think for them to win, it's got to be offensively driven, and I think it's got to be Jaden Daniels driven. You know what I mean? And so I'm more worried about who can impact him. Carter might be the top of my list, man.
Well, my top of my list is offense, because I think you win by points. And I think you can move Jaden. You can have Jaden rolling out a little bit, doing different things, and kind of offset what Carter does. I say Saquon. You say the line and Saquon. I understand. But Saquon is the one that would have to run the 50, 60 yards that I don't want to see.
Sure. Sure. Carter coming off a two-sack performance against the Rams. He was dominant in that thing. And that's with – one of the brightest offensive minds out there, and McVay just completely able to contain him. I think everybody's aware of the Cosme situation. I think it's going to be Trent Scott this week. Because the way I look at it is, okay, do you have this option of moving Wiley inside and then starting Lucas? Yes, you have that option. But that is a far more significant disruption than it is of just keeping Wiley where he's been and putting Scott in for Cosme. Do you have a lean one way or the other?
No. I mean, they said that they're going to put the best five out there, and whoever they put out there, I'm going to go along with it. But I will say this, whether it's Wally or Scott, they're not going to leave him to block him one-on-one.
You can't. Yeah. But it's harder. Obviously, you scheme around him, but to me, it's harder to kind of double and help an interior guy than it is an edge guy. Like you can maybe they use that pistol formation more, and you keep your back in to, you know what I'm saying? Like a back
can be there to help, like checking through the line. Also, a lot of times that guy comes right in the gap, so that a center or the tackle can step in and help a little bit, then get back out to the other guy. It's all types of things you can do. You know, you can make him think he's going to be blocked by the guy in front of him and somebody else ear-hole him. You know, it's different ways of getting it done.
It's pretty interesting.
Just like we talk about receivers, how you want to switch up stuff on
him. Yeah, yeah.
You want to switch up on him, too. Let him realize they could be whamming you from anywhere.
Yeah. Make him think about it, too.
Then he plays a lot slower, yeah.
Well, dude, if you remember Bryce Huff, there was a lot of excitement about him as a free agent. Some folks wanted Washington to get involved. They didn't. He was with the Jets last year. The Eagles signed him this year. He's not even like, I don't even know that you would consider him a starter at this point. The kid, ooh, Nolan Smith, has kind of taken over as their top edge guy. Mm-hmm. You got Jalen Carter. Remember the big boy? I thought he was so dominant at Georgia. But I think he's had some weight issues, frankly. Jordan Davis, mm-hmm, remember that guy? Like, yeah. I mean, this, when you go through this Eagles depth chart, Josh Sweat, the other outside linebacker that can rush the passer. You've got Darius Slay. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. How big, knowing that he got ejected from the last game, mm-hmm, what is his mindset going into this one?
I'll just play.
You don't think that'll be in his head at all?
Nah.
I think it's going to have him extra pissed off, honestly.
He'll be extra pissed off, then he's going to end up doing something stupid. So I'll take that. He better just forget about it and just play his next game.
You got a pair of rookie DBs that have been quite good, Cooper DeJean. Can we get a ruling? Is it DeJean or DeJean? Does anybody know?
I've heard it both ways.
White Brian, you're in charge. You're the research department. Figure that out. Quinyon Mitchell has obviously been really good. Apparently, he's fine. Blankenship, kind of that veteran safety back there. Darius Slay, obviously. I mean, the one thing I would point out defensively for Philly, N'Kobe Dean went down, I think, in the wild card round in their win over Green Bay. Dean's another really good linebacker. That's a dude I wanted Ron to draft, and he didn't. We did an interview with him from the Combine, I believe, going back in time now, 3-4 years ago. N'Kobe Dean slipped to, like, the third round, because remember there was, like, a health concern that emerged before the draft? Really good player. He's hurt. He's out. Oren Burks is the second linebacker for Philly now. Obviously, the top linebacker is the kid Zach Bond, who has been absolutely fantastic for Philly this year. Fangio kind of figured him out and unlocked him. How about this? Oren Burks, the other linebacker that will be playing for the Eagles alongside Bond this week, went to college at Vandy. Mm-hmm. Do you know where he's from?
Nope. Must be the area.
It's a city or town, whatever you would call it, that we have mentioned today on the program.
Tacoma Park.
Nope. Other side of the river. Mm. Where was the pep rally?
Oh, Alexandria?
Yeah. Dude's from Alexandria. He went to South County High School.
Okay.
Is that South Fairfax or
South County is down there right by
Hayfield, right?
No. It's where the prison used to be.
Lorton?
Right by Laurel Hills.
How wild is – I remember as a kid, Lorton was, like, infamous. Yeah. Like, even when you drove by it on the highway, you're like, oh, there's Lorton. Now it's like million-dollar houses and golf courses.
It's not a prison there anymore.
Right.
Yeah. They have some remnants of the prison there still, but it's not there.
I just remember Rafel was in Lorton, and that's all you needed to know. That was the end of the story. I'm going to check with the boys in the aquarium about what Eagles players makes them the most nervous. PFT commenter joins us at 11. Percent is on Washington, plus the 6.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, if you believe that they're trying to get an even split, you would drop that number down and to even it out a bit. Like maybe more people bet the Eagles at 5 than they will at 6. And the number's actually gone up, and the money's kept coming in on Washington. I think for the first time this playoff run, clearly folks are buying Washington. And that's exciting. That makes me a little nervous just as somebody that pays attention to this stuff. But it also may be completely irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a data point. Nobody knows if it's going to matter or not. One quick thought I had, B. So Pete Carroll gets the Raiders job.
Yeah.
So I'm no math guy here, but Pete Carroll gets the Raiders. Aaron Glenn got the Jets, correct? Are you aware of this Liam Cohen situation with Jacksonville?
He said he wouldn't go when Wisconsin was there, and they fired him yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah. In the meantime, Liam Cohen said not going.
Oh, he stayed in Tampa to become the highest paid offensive coordinator in the league.
Right, but then he just stopped calling Tampa back. Like,
well, if he had told them, I'm not coming unless y'all fire Whitcomb, and then they fired him, he's probably going to end up right there in Jacksonville, though.
He is in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But he handled it poorly, I think.
He said
he was coming back. They said, cool, we'll pay you. And then he just stopped answering the phone and took the Jacksonville job.
But let's be real, Jay. He went back because that guy with it, Balky, was still in Jacksonville. They get rid of Balky and they bring him back. He was going to be the highest paid offensive coordinator. Now he's going to be paid like a head coach. So,
sure.
I mean, he may have handled it wrong, but he ultimately wanted to be a head coach.
I understood. But here's a quote from Schefter last night. As one person said about the two-day saga that saw the Jaguars lose their GM, the Bucks lose their OC, and Cohen accept two jobs, one that made him the NFL's highest-paid coordinator and another to become Jacksonville's head coach. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
I mean, listen, that's being played up. People have always done all kind of stupid stuff. What's the guy, McDaniel? He was all over the damn place when he was trying to get a job.
Agreed.
And it had more stuff happening with
him. He took the Indy job and then quit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happened before.
Belichick took the Jets job and quit on a napkin.
Yes.
Right.
So these things have happened, but you know what? We got to make things seem like, oh, it's the first time. No. Those same things have happened before.
Dude, totally. But listen, here's where I get interested. I, Brian, am selfish. I'm selfish about this football team. So, Vrabel got the Pats job. Done deal. That was done, depending who you listen to, that was done by Thanksgiving that he was getting that job.
What's that?
Mike Vrabel, Patriots
Vrabel.
Job.
Yeah.
I think maybe if Gerard Mayo got hot late, he could have saved it, but that the opposite happened, and Vrabel was getting that job. The Bears get Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ben Johnson. Did you see this clip that so he was doing his presser in Chicago at Hallis Hall, I believe it's called. And the PR person was kind of telling him where to look. And you could hear the PR person be like, Ben, on your right. And he had to, you know, how, like my daughters do this. They hold up the which side makes the L to know which is your left and your right. And he did that at the podium. The head coach of an NFL franchise had to throw up the L with his fingers to know his left from right.
Kind of hard to break old habits.
And who knows? Maybe he's joking around, whatever. So Vrabel gets the Pats job. Ben Johnson gets the Bears job. Aaron Glenn gets the Jets job. The Jaguars job is now closed. Liam Cohen got that job. Mm-hmm. Now we know Pete Carroll is getting the Raiders job.
Yeah.
So there's two jobs left, the Saints and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
There has been no mention of Cliff Kingsbury with either of those.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a game to play. He said, I'm not talking to anybody till the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
So if they win Sunday, that's two more weeks of football.
Yeah.
I think the jobs are going to be gone. I think Cliff – I've said all along I thought Cliff would stay another year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sure starting to look like Cliff staying another year.
Hey, cool, man. I mean, the whole, listen, Dallas could be a great job if Jerry moved the hell out the way. Cliff is in that position damn sure right now. So, we'll see. And, like, I would think Dallas is going with somebody that has already been in that building.
As a player or coach or something.
It's remarkable because I agree with you. It sure seems...
it's remarkable because you agree with me?
No, it's remarkable... Well, no. You and I agree on lots of things. It's remarkable that Jerry, if you were going to keep somebody there, shouldn't you have just kept McCarthy? McCarthy was pretty good.
He was tired of McCarthy. You know why? Because now people are starting to come after him, and they're starting to protect McCarthy a little bit and support him. And Jerry don't like that.
Sure.
Jerry wants to be the big kahuna, which he got to understand. He is.
Right.
His team is worth damn near $15 billion. He is the big kahuna. But he want everybody to talk about him. Dude, you don't play.
Yeah. If I had to guess, the way it appears to be going right now is McCarthy gets the Saints job and Brian Schottenheimer gets the Cowboys job, and that's a wrap.
We take it.
And none of that really seems particularly alarming, I would say, either. Like, good luck. Good luck with Brian Schottenheimer. Here's what we're going to do. Fire it up. It's almost time for Commanders to start practice. They're going to be inside today in the bubble. Fridays are usually pretty quick. Yesterday, they went outside because yesterday was a very lengthy, in-depth practice. Today is a fast Friday. They'll be flying up to Philadelphia tomorrow. When we come back, PFT commenter joins the program.